Mankind has been slow in reforming its world because it has not realized that its world is its own individual consciousness of God. The same unlovely traits of disposition and character, the same terrible calamities and tragedies which have apparently been the world down through the ages, are the world today and will continue until humanity learns that itself, its consciousness, and its world are one. We reform our world as we reform ourselves, only as our sense of things changes through the perception and understanding of the allness of God. In fact, one is without hope if evil were really occurring in one's world, except as impersonal mortal mind, mass mesmerism, appearing as one's own false sense. We cannot heal ourselves, and thus our world, of what is going on, unless these errors are seen as our own or another's ignorance of God. The war, the famine, the floods, the hate, all phenomena of ignorance of God, false sense, can be met only at the point of our own consciousness, because that is the only place it is going on, so far as we are concerned. The reformation of our world depends entirely on the unfolding of truth as individual consciousness, and never on the correction of a world or persons and things exterior to consciousness. It is the human fact that we create minutely and hourly our world of sense through our awareness of God or truth. Every conceivable method has been used to alleviate and heal the sufferings and troubles of humanity, all of them endeavoring to heal the sick man, correct the wrongdoer, reform the world, when their only existence is in impersonal mortal mind or false sense. That which affirms the error makes the error. There is no wrongdoer, wrongdoing, no sick man, no war, no flood, even in belief. The belief or error is the veil cast over all the people, ignorance, mortal mind. The human or material world is material sense, and there is no possible way of getting rid of the difficulties incidental to material sense, which inverts the real, except through the revelation of infinite truth as individual consciousness. Mind reveals only good, and the wrongdoing, the wrongdoer, and the tragedies disappear for lack of a witness. When we realize that truth is constantly uncovering the conscious and unconscious thoughts or beliefs which are claiming to be the mind of each individual man, and thus his individual world, we will not look outside our own consciousness for the healing of the murders, the earthquakes, the floods, the hates going on in our world. Anything of which we are conscious, whatever we have a sense of, though appearing as the experience of someone else, is as much our experience as theirs, and as little their experience as ours, and must be handled that way. To recognize that what thou seest, that thou beest, would be healing to criticism, condemnation, and self-righteousness. We cannot blame or censure anyone for anything. Our own ignorance of what is actually occurring as our consciousness of good makes us the prey of any error or every error going on as universal mortal mind. The horror, the condemnation, the disgust of any error makes us a victim of that error. We are what others are, we have what others have, until we learn, through revelation of Christian Science, to demonstrate our individuality as the reflection of mind, by entertaining ideas which declare or express the infinite nature of that mind which is God. Thus we realize that the material world, with its desolation, its beliefs of beginning and ending, is false sense, a perishable sense, a mental inversion, and not a world to be healed or changed. We read in the textbook, quote, "The mirage, which makes trees and cities seem to be where they are not, illustrates the illusion of material man, who cannot be the image of God." Close quote. In order to have the fruits of Christian Science, our work must be entirely from the standpoint that there is no matter, even in belief. The belief of a mind and matter man, which we call a human being, is mortal mind only, a sense illusion. Mortal mind is the belief or error. It does not create or cause the manifestation we call immortal. It is the manifestation we call immortal. It is a deluder and delusion. If one looked at a white door through blue glasses, one would sense a blue door. The blue glasses did not create a blue door, so that the blue door is really the blue glasses, and would disappear with the glasses. Quote, "We can never treat mortal mind and matter separately, because they combine as one." Close quote. Science and Health. The theory that mind affects the body or matter is quite general in the world today, and it is the popular belief that Christian Science teaches the control of mind over matter, or that mind affects matter for good or ill. This, of course, is incorrect. According to some medical authorities, fear and anger disturb digestion. Hate is the deadliest poison. Thought can generate organic lesions. And this has been mistakenly said to agree with Christian Science. Mrs. Eddy makes this clear where she states in the textbook, quote, "Such theories have no relationship to Christian Science, which rests on the conception of God as the only life, substance, and intelligence, and excludes the human mind as a spiritual factor in the healing work." Close quote. If one accepts the belief that disease, tragedies, calamities are induced or caused by hate, resentment, worry, envy, fear, one must accept the belief of a material creation governed by a mind capable of evil thinking, which is contrary to Christian Science. The more power the world gives the human mind for good or evil, the more alert the Christian Scientist needs to be in demonstrating the one mind. Christian Science teaches that the mind and matter man we call the human being is a false mental concept, a misconception based on ignorance of the mind and idea man, which is mind only, the reflection or knowing of God. Emotional disturbances, which we call fear, worry, envy, hate, do not cause bodily derangement or disease. They are the bodily derangement or disease because they are the mind and matter man, which is mortal mind only, or mesmerism, and therefore illusion. Fear, worry, hate, envy are states of mortal mind and are consciously or unconsciously the character of the so-called human being. When mortal mind or ignorance, a less than mind, is claiming to be his consciousness, just as intelligence, wisdom, judgment, courage, kindness, tolerance, health are the character of the human being when mind is unfolding as his individual consciousness through understanding its ideas. One cannot labor under the belief of fear, worry, hate, envy, without having accepted the belief of a mortal mind. Nor can one accept the belief of a mortal mind without consciously or unconsciously accepting fear, worry, hate, envy. Therefore, it is never fear, worry, hate, envy that need to be overcome, because we may not consciously be afraid, worried, hating, or envious, and yet may unconsciously be the victim of fear, worry, hate, envy. In fact, one must walk in the spirit, mind, if he would not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, mass mesmerism, either consciously or unconsciously. Our work is to deny or reject the belief of mortal mind by acknowledging the one mind, God. Quote, "The basic error is mortal mind," close quote, we read in Science and Health.